This is First Up. I'm Matthew Cause in for Aaron Caroli. That's Carlo Colaiacovo. Canada beat Finland 6-3 yesterday. That means Canada finished the preliminary round at the top of Group A, and they will face Switzerland in the quarterfinals on Wednesday. A match game you can listen to right here on TSN 1050, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop. One of the men responsible for calling the World Juniors is Andrew Peard, who's joining us on the line. Andrew, thanks so much for joining the show.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. Before we look ahead, let's look back for a second. And I was talking with Carlo about this. The Connor Bedard goal that made it 3-0, quick release, went high. That looked like something you'll see very soon in the NHL. So, Andrew, does every time Connor Bedard score a goal, does that get us closer to teams like the Blackhawks trading everyone to tank? Because I feel like a lot of teams are watching Bedard thinking it's time to start tanking.
Well, you know, if I had a look at some of the scouts on Arizona and Chicago when they saw him break into the offensive zone, and I think everyone in the rink realized that, oh boy, you're giving Connor Bedard way too much room here. All those scouts would have been salivating, and then he lets that shot go. And if you're a team right now that's looking for a guy to come in and maybe change the look of your franchise, Connor Bedard's going to be that guy. It's amazing to see what he's doing at such a young age. He's got such a powerful shot, but it's more than that as well. I mean, his ability to handle the puck and the fact that, you know, at only about 5'9", 180 pounds, he's not shy to go away from the dirty areas. And I think that's something that teams are really liking about his game. And it's a lot of fun to watch him play at this tournament and to see him do what he's doing. You know, we were used to it here in the Western Hockey League. I called games for the Edmonton Oil Kings, and he just, you know, routinely put up 51 goals as a 16-year-old this past year. But now to see him doing it on the international stage, it really just solidifies, I think, what we already knew about Connor, that he's a very special player, and looking forward to see what he does here in the medal round for Canada.
So, Andrew, you said you've watched him a lot. How much better has he gotten throughout the season? I mean, the most we've seen him is we saw what he did at the World Juniors in December when it unfortunately got canceled. But now 7 months later, has there been that much of a difference to his game that has been so significant?
I think there has been. I remember watching him, we saw him very early last year in his 16-year-old year in the Western Hockey League. And I think he ended up with a couple of goals against the Oil Kings, but you kind of left the game going, okay, he's got a good shot. He shoots the puck well. That's all Connor Bedard really does. And now watching him later on into that season and now here at the World Juniors, you see what a catalyst he is and the fact that he's more than willing to be the guy that carries the puck into the zone. And now you're starting to see his vision as well. I think he realizes that he's going to be a guy that's keyed on and that line mates are going to be more open. And I think back to that play, I think it was against Team Slovakia, where him and Mason McTavish worked that give and go. And I mean, that was all Connor Bedard, really kind of just stick handling with the puck up high and sucking the defense in before just lobbing a pass over to McTavish and then finding the soft area of the ice and opening himself up. I think he's just got more of a complete game all of a sudden. And he's getting a little bit stronger as well. I mean, he's, you know, only 16 years old, or now he's turned 17 and up to 180 pounds. And a guy that's not going to be the tallest player in the world, he's going to need to have that muscle on him and that strength on him. And that's something he's added to his repertoire as well. So there's still a lot more room for development for Connor Bedard. And that's kind of a scary thing when you think about what he's already doing.
Well, I guess it's unfair to ask this question when you ask, you know, if you had to compare the two, who's actually been better in this tournament, because there is an age gap. But these are the two players right now that have stood out in this tournament because of how much they've dominated on the score sheet. But I'll ask you the question, who's been more impressive? Has it been McTavish or has it been Bedard?
You know what, I think you got to go with Mason McTavish right now, the captain for Team Canada. He's on pace to set a new Canadian World Junior record for points in a tournament. I think he's only 5 back of Braden Shen and Dale McCourt's record of 18 points. And the fact that he's a real leader out there on this team for Canada. He's in the middle of the ice. He's winning key draws. He's playing in all facets of the game. Yesterday we saw it. Connor Bedard barely got a shift in the third period because Team Canada was shorthanded the whole period. And, you saw plenty of Mason McTavish because he's not afraid to go out there and kill penalties, or the coaching staff at least trusts him with doing that. And for me, when I look at what McTavish has done, it's almost magnified by the fact that this is a guy that wanted to be at this tournament when he had all the reason not to come to this tournament. When you look at some of the players that decided not to participate, I mean, no one had a longer season than Mason McTavish. Nobody traveled further than Mason McTavish, going from Anaheim to San Diego, back to Canada to play in the OHL, and then going over to China to play at the Olympics, and then finishing his year in late June in St. John at the Memorial Cup. If there was anyone that deserved a break, it was Mason McTavish, but he said, no, I want the maple leaf on my chest. I want to lead this team, and he's doing exactly that.
He covers and broadcasting the World Juniors. It is Andrew Peard who's joining us. And again, Wednesday, the World Juniors quarterfinal, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop. It's Canada versus Switzerland, and I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm feeling good about Canada beating Switzerland, but
maybe we should play that Switzerland's coach pregame interview from a couple of years ago.
Oh, he's like, there's no way we're going to win. Oh, they're going to kill us. Everyone, yes. Run. Here comes Canada. That was a great piece of sound. But I'm curious, Andrew. Canada has to work on blank to put themselves in a great position to beat an elite team like the States. What is the one thing you've seen that, like, okay, this is something they probably need to work on?
Discipline. What they did in the third period yesterday, they can't do that if they're going to run into the Swedes or the Americans at some point in this tournament. You cannot spend an entire period in the penalty box, and it's been ill-advised penalties and at times lazy penalties, and maybe that's just because these games have been sort of well in hand for a long period of time and the focus leaves the players. But I think officially yesterday Finland was listed as just going on the power play three times. I think it was actually five times, and there was a five-minute major mixed in there as well. So for Canada, they got to clean that area up, and maybe starting on time as well. I thought they had good starts against both Slovakia and Czechia, but I think back to the tournament opener against Team Latvia, which funnily enough was the game that was in the balance for the longest when they were tied at one with the Latvians halfway through the game. As well as the game yesterday against Finland, I thought Canada was pretty fortuitous to be out of that first period with a 3-1 lead. I thought it was, a fairly even, if not maybe Finland with a few more chances in that first period, but Canada a little bit more opportunistic than the Finns were. So there was a couple areas still, I think, left to work on for this team, but obviously in firm control right now. That was a pretty dominant preliminary round for them, going 4-0, and really those games weren't that close.
Is there... you mentioned Latvia. Has that been one of the best stories, seeing that win and that celebration?
Yeah, 100%. That was pretty cool to watch. I was actually in the building to take that one in live. And for a team that wasn't supposed to be here, Russia's disqualified from IIHF events, and talk about making the most of their opportunity. And, you can almost see it coming, though. I thought watching them play against Team Canada, this was a Latvian team that wasn't intimidated, and maybe that's because they felt like they were playing with house money, but it's pretty easy for some of those lower-end countries to come into a World Junior tournament in Canada, play the Canadians, and sort of just let the moment overwhelm them, and that never happened to Team Latvia. And then to see them go out and give Slovakia a heck of a game, they end up losing it in a shootout, but it felt like the effort was there, the compete was there, and the wanting to win was there. And they were able to maybe catch Czechia, maybe not as dialed in, as focused. They kind of knew they were going to the quarters, and they jumped all over them. And it's really cool to see. Obviously, it's their first win ever in the preliminary round at a World Juniors. And I don't know what the number of tournaments they've played in, but it's been a lot, and it's been a long time coming for them. And I'm excited to see what that means for that program moving forward. I think you need sort of these milestone wins to help build up hockey in those smaller countries, and I think this is one they're going to look back on for a long time. And right now, if you're the team that's going to be facing them in the quarterfinals, you better come correct and you better come ready, because the Latvians are here to work and they're here to prove themselves.
Well, now we move into the knockout stage. I don't know what the first week has felt like at this tournament. Obviously, it's felt really weird considering it's in the month of August, but you haven't seen the normal attendance that you would get at this type of tournament. Do you expect the sort of buzz around this tournament to pick up as Canada? And, in getting there, who do you think on the outside is going to be the toughest test for them?
Yeah, I do sense that the buzz is starting to come. You kind of knew it was going to be a slow burn with this tournament, with everything that's that's been going on with Hockey Canada and the scandal that they're dealing with right now. That's keeping people away from the arena. But as well, I mean, Carlo, I don't know how much time you've ever spent in Edmonton, but we get about 2 months of really solid summer here, and this is part of that 2 months. So fans don't want to be coming into a hockey rink when it's plus 25 degrees out, when we know in just a few short months it's going to be minus 20 come the other way. But I think as they get closer and closer to the games meaning a little bit more, and you start to see some of those rivalry games perhaps against Sweden and the Americans, people, their interest will be piqued, and they'll start coming into the arena. And I thought the attendance for the Canadian games, they got more and more as the tournament or the preliminary round progressed. So I think that's a good sign. And then as far as, you know, who I'm looking at Canada running into, right now it's the Americans. I thought they were the best in Pool B. They finished with the top record. I watched that game they played against Team Sweden. And Team Sweden, they didn't look as interested in that hockey game as the Americans did. I thought Team USA came out and played really hard, and that's what got them out to that 3-0 lead over Sweden. Sweden obviously made it a game late in the third period, but for my money right now, Team USA, they look like a team that's here to defend their gold medal, and you know, they look well on their way. And I think if we can get a Canada-USA gold medal game, whether it's in August, whether it's in January, I think you're going to see a pretty hawk-style environment at Rogers Place, and it would be a lot of fun to watch and call.
Hell yeah, Canada versus the States in hockey for the World Junior Supremacy would be fantastic. Andrew, really appreciate you joining the show. Enjoy the rest of the World Juniors, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on again, guys.
Absolutely. Andrew Peard, who's calling the World Juniors for TSN 1050.